Jovic. Sinclair needs a super shot. Gets the super shot. The Mavericks with the center pass. Players down everywhere. Are they about to steal it? Jock snatches it. Has Jock won it for the Mavericks? Right at the death. Incredible. History made in the most unbelievable way for the Melbourne Mavericks. Their first win in club history.
Get around them, Shags. Yes. Get around them, sports fans. This is a team full of character. They lose a couple of very important players in the preseason. They lose another superstar during the running of the game against the Sunshine Coast Lightning on the weekend. They're 4 points down at halftime. They're 3 points down, three goals down, with about a minute left on the clock. Don't worry. This team is going to keep digging and fighting.
That's right.
And that is what they did. And they got a magnificent victory.
Dropping him from the land of plenty.
And you know who is in the middle of it all? Just the in that the heartbeat of this team in the middle of it all. As they just never lay down and never said die.
It'd have to be our girl Molly.
Our girl Molly Jovic was in the middle of it all, and she's been good enough to join us before we get back to all of your calls. Hey, Mol, thanks for joining us. That was magnificent stuff.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me again. Yeah, it was amazing.
Incredible.
And the excitement on the girls and a piece of history, I suppose. But you could see, not just because it was an exciting game, but it was a landmark moment for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was such a hard-fought game. Like, we were only up. The only time we took the lead in the whole 60 minutes was the last 3 seconds of the game. So,
oh, dear.
Pretty impressive, and I feel like, yes, it's the first win ever for the club, but it just made it even special.
I think the last time we spoke, I asked you about the super shot, and you were a bit of a traditionalist. So now that you've seen the impact it can have and how you can get the dub when it seemed like all was lost, has it changed your view on how important and how exciting this shot can be to the game?
Yeah, I am a fan. I think also we have the team this year that can capitalise on the super shot. So pretty much everyone can take it, but Gabby did so well. We were actually down by 4 with 60 seconds
to go.
Four, okay. It must have been, anyway, confusing. But Gabby shot 2 super shots, and then that made us even, and then Shimmy shot 1 with 3 seconds to go to get us up. So, yeah, they were pretty good, our goalers.
Molly, there'll only ever be one first win in this club's history. That is a fact. And you were part of it. Has the magnitude of being part of that kind of sunk in?
I don't know. I feel after the game, I'm not a super emotional person, but as soon as that final siren went, I nearly had tears coming out.
Yeah.
So I think, like, we all knew, and I think because we've had 3 losses and each week, we've gotten better, like we're building, and we knew it was coming. And so to be rewarded in the last 3 seconds of that game, it was so special.
And as Andy mentioned right from the top, you've had to face some injury issues. And I was reading you've got this a new player. Now, correct me if I'm saying this right, Christina Manua.
Christiana Manua.
Christiana.
Very close.
Well, not really, but anyway.
No correction required if you're saying it right.
No. But she's got some history in the game. How easy is it to come in, or how difficult is it to come in as a replacement player and find your role?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm lucky. I played with Christiana in under-15s back in the day. So we've been apart from each other from over 10 years now, and I'm happy she's joined us because we're both 28, so it's nice to have someone a little bit older in the
team.
But she's like got all this experience. She's had over like 50 games at SSN. She's gone over and played in New Zealand for 2 years, and you know, she's just got all this experience behind her. She's not afraid to use her voice, and she's a strong body. So having her as an addition in our team was just, we're loving her and we're super grateful that she's here.
Mm. Molly, the scenes in the rooms afterwards when it's you and your support crew and the song and the emotion coming out was fantastic. What was the song you were singing?
So Tracy actually, early days in pre-season, organised a limo for us with a couple of bottles of champagne, and she said, off you guys go and come up with a team song. And so that's what we did.
Right.
Couple of glasses of bubbly in, and
wow,
we came up with this team song, and we all loved it. And then from there, Shay got Brian in to make an official version, which is probably what everyone's seen on the socials without the profanities, I guess. So yeah, that was our version, just like one chorus. But yeah, poor Christiana had never heard the song before this weekend, so had to just, you know, pretend she knew what was going on. But hopefully we'll be hearing a lot more of that.
Now, we've got the Thunderbirds coming up, and Tracy's obviously been there before. Is that an advantage? Can she help you out with some of the strategies and the personnel? Is that a bonus?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously we've got Al and Maisie who have come across from there as well. And I think Maisie spent a number of years with Thunderbird, so would have plenty of knowledge. And Tracy did a lot of their attack work last year, so I can hear Tracy and Richo just going back and forth because Richo is our defensive coach and Tracy's telling her, you know, what she's going to expect. So, yeah, hopefully, and I think we'll have a pretty good idea of what to expect come the weekend.
Beauty. Will Eleanor Cardwell's ankle come up? How's she looking?
She's a bloody tough cookie, that one. So I think she'll be right. She'll definitely be giving herself every opportunity. And, you know, I think maybe some staff might try and hold her back, but I don't think she'll let them. I think she's really keen. She's been talking about how excited she is to come up against the Thunderbirds this weekend. So hopefully we see her out there.
John Kaner Arena, Saturday, May 11. Go to melbournemavericks.com for tickets. Hey, Molly, Lisa Alexander, former Opals coach and great friend of, you know, this radio station, has been around the game for a long time. She mentioned, she wrote a column last week, I think it was, about perhaps moving games to midweek, get them away from the cluttered weekend, the busy weekend where a lot of kids and families are involved in netball, you know, playing themselves. How would you feel if there was, I don't know whether the whole schedule of matches would go midweek, maybe get some TV time. How would you feel if that was the case?
Yeah, I think we did that with over the hub. We ended up having games every couple of days, so that was taxing on the body. But, you know, if it was still able to be midweek games with the proper recovery time, like a week turnaround, like I don't think there'd be any qualms. But, yeah, we've done it before, so there's no reason why we can't do it again.
So how do you pull up? How many days is too few, do you think, to be sort of being asked to play consecutive games?
Depends how much the coaches want us on court. So
yeah,
after those losses that were getting stuck into us at training, they probably wanted the full week, so you get a full training week. But if I reflect on a couple of years ago when we were off in the hub, we were playing midweek and weekend games, and you really didn't have much opportunity at all to get a proper training session in. You'd play a game, recover, do a gym session, and off you go again. So, yeah, it's super important so you get that time on court in the training environment to build those relationships.
As I've watched some of the games more recently, and to be fair, I haven't seen a lot of it over the years, but the bits and pieces that I've seen, it seems like this year, this season, it's a lot more physical than I've seen in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you've picked up on, noticed, or is that just me having no idea?
I'm not going to say it's you having no idea, Gazy, but I think like there's a misconception about it being a non-contact sport. It's definitely, especially at the elite level, a contact sport. There's a lot of contact that goes on behind the scenes, off the ball. So, yeah, I think it's a common misconception that it's a non-contact sport. It's pretty rough out there.
Oh, no, I've always knew there's been a bit of contact, but it seems like they're allowing a little bit more than they have in the past.
Well, one of the rules that have come this year, and I know we're not supposed to talk about rules because I'm not good with them, but it's about you get sent off if you go for a ball and you collide with someone and they've either had a knock to the head or it's like a late attempt to go for the ball, you get sent off.
Mm-hmm.
But so far in the SSN, no one's been sent off. There's been a couple of controversial ones where people have said after the fact maybe they should have, but I believe over in the UK and in New Zealand, they've had some players been sent off. So hopefully we don't have that.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, that might happen.
Hey, Molly, you're too nice a person too. I think I called the national team the Opals. Of course, it's the Diamonds. So thanks for not correcting me on that. It's very, very kind of you.
I'll get you next time.
Thanks very much. Right. You're clearly still a bit fatigued after that magnificent performance the other night, the other day. Hey, well done. It was great to see. Obviously, everyone around this joint's invested in what you guys are doing and are really interested in it. And they're the sorts of performances they're going to get people jumping on board. So get along. Watch them this weekend. Adelaide Thunderbirds come to town Saturday, May 11. MelbourneMavericks.com is the place to go. The first caller through right now, there's a double pass waiting for you to that game. And if you do want to get tickets, MelbourneMavericks.com is the place to go. Well played. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
we
well
always
done.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you.
Congratulations.
Molly Jovic joining us from the Melbourne. It was a magnificent performance.
It was.
It was a truly magnificent performance.
Andy, I'll say it again. Just a little bit emotional when you see the way that they responded. And
it's been a very emotional week for
you. Well, but you can appreciate, if you love your sport and you can see the genuine excitement for the girls, because a piece of history was made with that win, Andy.
No
it wasn't
doubt.
Just the, it was.
No doubt. Okay, 4:15. You said you responded to a caller, I think it was, before the 4 o'clock news about the red card.
No, and what I said was that there's...
Let's pick up the conversation, shall we, after the break.
Well...
And I want you... I've given you a task, and I saw you jotting some things down.
Just a couple.
Incidents that have happened this year that you would issue... You'd be quite comfortable to see the red card issued for.
Okay.
You've come up with a couple?
I have.
All right. Let's see whether people agree with you or not on the other side of this. It's 4:15. We're here for Berwick BMW, offering convenient servicing for your BMW. The next day availability and multiple transportation options. And great to have Blunston on board. Step into the new financial year with Blunty's work and safety range.